Please open your textbook to page 56. Part 3. Short Conversations. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. Each conversation will be followed by a question and four replies. Choose the most suitable reply to the question. The conversations will not be printed in your textbook. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Don't you think the new sales manager is too demanding, Bob?
Yes, he's quite tough. We're exhausted because we've been really busy preparing the new sales promotion we'll launch next week. Last night, some of us worked until 10 p.m., but he still wasn't satisfied.
I'm relieved I'm not on your project team, but the fact is that he's doubled our sales this month.
Yes, I can't deny that. He's also very dynamic, and he's got a very different approach from the former manager. He thinks out of the box.
I know what you mean. I had lunch with him the other day, and we discussed some of his ideas. Actually, I like his way of thinking.
Number 1. What made the man very tired? Number 2. What does the man say about the new sales manager? Number 3. What does the woman imply? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
I enjoyed the presentations by Frost Food very much. I particularly like the one about the healthy food they serve in their company cafeteria.
Yes, that was impressive. The speaker said the company nutritionists try to use a lot of beans and soy milk in their recipes. They also have a whole range of beverage choices, including fresh fruit juice. But the most amazing thing for me was their large selection of low-fat desserts.
Yeah, the employees can enjoy various recipes from other countries prepared with organic vegetables. The cafeteria also has vegetarian and diabetic menus. I envy them. Our cafeteria only has junk food. There's nothing healthy or nutritious in the whole place.
If you eat a lot of junk food, over time you'll become overweight and sick. That's why I always bring my own lunch.
Number 4.
What are they talking about?
Number 5.
What kind of food is not provided in the cafeteria in Frost Food?
Number 6.
What does the man eat for lunch?
Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
I read a newspaper article about a new kind of software for monitoring email messages. Since most viruses gain access to our computers through emails, we should get that software for our office computers.
Yes, it would be useful to protect against viruses, but I think it might violate our privacy. All of our email messages would have to be checked before we receive them.
That's true, but on the other hand, we can't work if the computers are down with a virus. Why don't we talk to Mr. Brown, the head manager, about it, and then come to a decision?
That's a good idea. He is the one who knows the most about computers around here. He's been servicing all the company computers by himself since they installed them.
Number 7. How does the new software help computers? Number 8. What is the employee's main concern about buying this software? Number 9. What will they likely do next? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation. In my opinion, the proposal we discussed in the last meeting is not going to work.
I know we previously planned to release our new product in October. However, some of our competitors are planning to market a similar product in September.
Are you sure? We've already announced that the new model of our portable radio will be released in early October. If your source is right, we'll have to do something about that.
I was trying to get more specific information about our competitor's release date, but of course that information is top secret and I can't find out.
Whether the competitor's products are for sale next month or not, we can't change our planned release date. Our sales promotion has already begun, and we've launched the TV and magazine advertisements giving the release date in early October.
Number 10.
Who are the two speakers?
Number 11.
When are their competitors releasing their products?
Number 12.
What is their conclusion?
Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation. The copy machine isn't working. Can you give me a hand, Mary?
Sure, Mike. This machine is pretty old, and sometimes it gets on my nerves. Is the paper jammed, or is it running out of ink?
I guess it's out of ink, but I only made 5 copies.
Yes, Lucy made more than 50 copies just a little while ago. You need to get a new cartridge from the office supply department. Mrs. Webster is in charge up there. She'll help you.
Number 13.
What's the matter with the photocopier?
Number 14.
How many pages did the man copy?
Number 15.
Who will the man talk to in the office supply department to get a new cartridge?
Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
Listen, Ken. To celebrate the opening of our new Hong Kong office, we're having a buffet lunch the day after tomorrow. All of the employees can bring their families.
Really? You mean I can go with you? Where will it be held?
It starts at noon in the French restaurant in the Imperial Hotel. You can come if you want, but I'm going to be working at the reception counter. So I don't think I can be with you a lot, and Tony is not coming either, but I bet you'll meet a lot of my colleagues there with their wives.
That's okay. I suppose Mr. Lee and Mr. Kwan will be there too. Number 16. What is the purpose of the buffet lunch? Number 17. When does the lunch start? Number 18. Who is not coming to the lunch? Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
I heard Mr. Tanaka will be transferred to the San Francisco office. I wonder if he'll be able to handle that since he's never visited a foreign country before.
Actually, I attended a conference in Beijing with him last year where he made a speech in English. He also answered questions in both English and Chinese fluently.
He also did a lot of volunteer work with international students when he was in college in Tokyo. That must have helped him improve his language skills and develop his international way of thinking.
That is why he is so open-minded and sociable. I'm sure he will adjust to his new job quickly. Number 19.
Why does Mr. Tanaka speak 2 languages well?
Number 20.
What type of person is Mr. Tanaka?
Number 21.
Where will Mr. Tanaka be transferred?